day. Oh, help me now. Ooh, now. Oh, help me. Oh, mercy.
Of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Haile Selassie Rastafari community. For freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam right here, right now on this earth. The way to peace, the way to the waters of Noon and the womb of Narnet. That womb that Job says we will all return to. That original womb, that place of original virgin birth and immaculate conception, that place that we were born in and from, that had no help from any human being whatsoever. The Almighty in control. The Staples Singers say, I'll take you there. No lying to the races. And we'll say, no lying to the classes, no lying to the ethnicities, no lying to the religious people. No lies to the genders, meaning male or female. No lies in this place, in the waters of Noon, the womb of Narnet, the new Jerusalem that we will create, that we will transform civilization into the womb of Narnet, into the new Jerusalem. In that place, no crying, no dying, only peace, love, and tranquility, only brother and sisterhood, only, as we used to say, howdy, howdy, and no goodbye, only friendship and camaraderie, seeing God and Goddess face to face all over the universe. This is what we must come to understand. Sisters and brothers, we must become politically critical. Think deeply. Think more complexly. I hope that's a word. Have complicated thoughts, complicated reasonings. The analysis that you get from the media is just about useless, especially if we do not have a foundation that is built on real, true, critical, political, historical thought process. In the Virgin, in the Virgo, the Virgin, in this original virgin birth, we are taught to measure society by the waters of Noon and the womb of Narnet. If society is not peaceful, if society is not tranquil, if society is not based on the science of the watermelonin of the universe, the waters of noon, if that science is not the science of your civilization, then we have to recreate civilization. And this is why our power as the Christ, the sun going through the 12 signs of the zodiac, is teaching us of the power within ourselves. Also, this Virgo is a mutable earthy sign. Now, mutable, I believe that is defined as changeable. Let's see, adjustable, mutable, capable or subject to change or alteration, prone to frequent change. All right. And so when it says mutable sign, that is defined as a sign that can be adjustable. Understanding, analyzer, extrovert, associated with positive qualities, as it can act on any sides of cardinal as well as the fixed signs. So it is a mutable sign, is very versatile. It's very versatile. So in this day and time, we have to really be versatile. When we look at politics, we have to have at our mental root the love of the masses and see what is best for the masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian. And when we approach politics from that viewpoint, standpoint, then we will better be able to analyze whether it is a Caucasian Republican or a black Democrat or whoever is in office. We will always be looking at how do these political maneuverings, machinations, affect the masses of the people. All right, and this sign is an earthy sign. So this sign is tied to the earth, and we call earth Mother Earth. We know that all the signs and all the planets have the masculine side and the feminine side. The whole of the universe is masculine and feminine, and based on the sacred divine union of sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine. But we usually speak of Earth as Mother Earth because we come from the womb of Mother Earth in the physical sense. And so we are looking at a sign that has to do with things of the earth, a sign that is associated with the earth. So we should be thinking for that which is beneficial to the earth. For instance, climate change. Now, you have many people who I love, whom I love and respect, who feel that climate change is fictitious. Alex Jones is one of those, and Webster Tarpley seems to be one of those. Then you have others whom I love who say, no, climate change is real. Neil deGrasse Tyson of the Cosmos, it would seem to be that he proved scientifically that climate change is real and that overall the atmosphere, the earth, etc., is becoming hotter and hotter, causing the melting of ice caps and whatnot. But then Alex Jones and Webster Tarpley and others say, no, those ice caps were about the same size 100 or so odd years ago. And so, no, they don't go for the climate change. Then you have Democracy Now, who says, no, climate change is real. And they have all manner of people coming in that are scientists, that are indigenous peoples living in the southern hemisphere, in the Caribbean, etc., who say, yeah, our island used to be above water. Now the water is coming up to eye level, and people are having to move to higher ground. But we all agree that we should be creating institutions, systems, corporations, organizations that have the best interest of the earth in mind. Now, we know that although there is dispute on the one side and the other side concerning climate change, we yet know that the system that we live under is a destructive system. Spiritually, mentally, morally, physically, politically, ecologically, ecologically, look at Africa, look at the third world, look at the pollution that comes from mining corporations, look at the devastation of forests all over, look at the devastation of the lives of indigenous peoples because corporations steal the land, create a mining facility, and mine the resources, the minerals, the wealth, do not compensate the people adequately. The government selling out the people to corporations, and you have this dynamic of the destruction of human life, and you have this dynamic where disease and sickness follows the mining facilities. And so whether you are on one side or the other concerning climate change, we do know that the system that we live under is destroying life and is not the best that we can create for the benefit of Mother Earth. The ruler planetarily of the Virgo is Mercury. And let me turn down to the attributes of the planets. So the planet Mercury is connected to the intellect. Sisters and brothers, we must become intellectual. We must become thinking human beings that can give critical thought and analysis to everything. And if we don't know something, let's search out the information. Let's do the research so that we may understand more than we understood. Mercury is associated with the nervous system. Sisters and brothers, I heard my minister, Louis Farrakhan, say it this way concerning black people, but we're going to say the human family, and we're going to say the oppressed masses of the proletariat peoples of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian. We must be like an organism. We must be like an organization. We must be like the body, the physical body. We must be like the universe. We must have a situation in which we are exactly like a nervous system, in that when there's pain to my brother and sister in Africa, or in the so-called Middle East, or in Asia, or in Europe, or in Central and South America, Mexico, the isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel, wherever there are men, women, boys, and girls, if we see pain being suffered by a member of the human family, we should be like a nervous system and feel the pain. And then, like a physical body, We should now be directing ourselves in such a way that we are able to alleviate the painful situation. So when our sisters and brothers are suffering economically because the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, United Nations, and NATO and others are working to destroy a human being, destroy an economy, overthrow a leader, kill a prime minister or whatever, destroy human beings, steal land, wealth, resources, we should say, no, we do not like that situation, and we must unite with the human family to overthrow such a situation. When we look at the fact that the Ebola virus may be a weapon being used by the intelligence community to wipe out certain members of the population, because the wicked ruling class are eugenicists who always are looking to eliminate mass numbers of people for their wicked means and wicked purposes. But look at this practically, sisters and brothers. Africa has suffered colonialism, slavery, exploitation. Many men, women, boys, girls stolen out of Africa. That's people power. That's brain power. That's the power of consciousness no longer in Africa. Then Africa continues to suffer colonialism, exploitation. Then you have the period of time of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the early 80s where governments were formed that overthrew the colonizer and began to ensure their citizens, Africa, Asia, Central, South America, that their citizens would have equal access to health care, education, living wage, job, etc., etc. But then the colonizer came back under what is called neo-colonialism, a new form of colonialism, and immediately began to overthrow governments, assassinate leaders, move people off their land, wealth, resources, territory, and destroy the infrastructure that was created in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. So now there is a healthcare devastation in Africa. And so behind that, intelligence community comes in with maybe contaminated vaccines or maybe some other manner to get Ebola to the people as a weapon to be used against the people. I was listening to George Noory of Coast to Coast, and one of his guests was speaking of the reality that if you check the scientific community, there were many scientists who were able to create antidotes for everything. But mysteriously, these scientists were assassinated or died under mysterious circumstances. And this guest was sharing with us that these scientists would be able to tell us that, oh no, this is not real Ebola. According to the guest on George Noory's program, Coast to Coast, this is a hybrid of Ebola. According to this guest, real Ebola causes internal bleeding, all internally. This Ebola hybrid, according to this guest, causes bleeding by way of hemorrhaging. That is a bleeding of your orifices externally. And so this guest on George Noory's program Coast to Coast is saying that this so-called Ebola is a weaponized form, a hybrid Ebola that is weaponized. And so taking advantage of the destruction of the healthcare infrastructure of Africa through colonialism and exploitation, overthrow of leaders, assassination of leaders, destruction of men, women, boys, and girls, then come back and create a weaponized form of Ebola and AIDS, and then at the same time administer vaccines that destroy the immune system, make the immune system deficient, and make the human being susceptible to disease. You check how we have to really be analytical and intellectual, and that we must use this information and behave like a nervous system. And when I see pain in my sister and brother, I should sympathize and empathize and be moved to alleviate that pain. That's how the universe operates. Freight Jeff Copra. The systems of life. I can't call that book exactly, but Freight Jeff Copra, A Systems View of Life, proved from his scientific research and study that the universe is alive, and the universe in effect behaves like a central nervous system, that when something is happening way over somewhere, the other portion of the universe feels it and begins to move in tandem to alleviate or to recreate or to do whatever the universe needs to do. We must become a nervous system. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.